Well, I think first half it was the golf and everything that Oxford did versus what we did was huge. We looked as if we'd never worked on the system, the shape of play, everything. We just looked all over the place. And we were grateful to get to half time at 3-0. What I would say, in the first 10 minutes, it looked as if we started really bright. We started well, but they got a goal because we go chasing wrongly and it creates the space for the boy Henry and he does what he does. But we said second half, we had to change it. We had to bring a lot more discipline and shape to our team. And we had to get through the game. And the objective in the second half was not to lose the second half, as daft as that sounds, because it's only in comic books does once every 5 years does it go from 3-0 to a win or a draw. So we did that in the second half without being overly creative. But we limited them to one half chance, and we probably had the two best chances in the second half. But second half much better than first half, that's the only plus. I think the players knew we looked all over the place. The gaps in all over the field, were all over the pitch, were huge in their favour. And they knew when we came in. So it was just a case of how do we plan to change it? And we'd planned to change it 5-10 minutes before half-time, and the plan was already done. So we executed the plan and we talked them through it. And to a degree, that was very effective in the second half. I know they'll come down a bit. Carl, I think, when they played Wednesday as well, but not many of them did. But they're a good side. Well done. And we'll go back on the training ground and we'll work hard. You don't forget the bad days. You remember the bad days more than the good days, to be fair, and I've had a lot of success. The first half was a bad day. Second half wasn't a bad day, but the first half is. And, we got away lightly at 3 at half-time. And I think they're probably a bit lucky that we draw the second half and not win it. But there we go. They were much better than us. They looked much better in every area of the pitch. And we'll congratulate Carl. He's got an excellent side. I said it in the build-up. I said it afterwards. Got an excellent side. They'll be up there for sure. And we'll learn from it as best we can and put it into practice on the training ground. It's the worst half my team's played in a long, long time. But you have that, don't you, as a manager? What I did say to them at the end was we asked for character at half-time. We asked not to lose the second half. We asked them to have some pride in their own individual performance and some pride in playing for the shot. I think in large we demonstrated that in the second half without being overly creative. And we stifled them more than was creative. But Ollie should score after 5 minutes into the second half. I looked an open goal and a tap in. And then Marshy's put one across the box. You know, it's all ifs and buts, but it was never going to be a day for 3-0. I'm disappointed. We started so well in the first 9-10 minutes. It's constantly in their half. It's constantly running about their box. We lacked a lot of quality in forward areas. Alec and Brandon, they didn't get the quality out of the boots today that they both possess. The ball came back too easily and we gave it away in good areas. But at 9-10 minutes, I think it's their first striker goal actually that goes in. And then it sets the tone with the confidence rising because they've been such a good week. We need to start winning some games. We said it before today, we said it before last week. We need to start winning some games. And, but they'll need to earn the rights to play next week. It won't be about who plays because they play. It'll be they need to earn the right. You know, there's a lot of poor performances in that first half, but there was a lot of resolute performances in the second half. I can't fault. You know, the players didn't try any different in the second half. We just had a lot more shape, a lot more discipline, and a lot more or less freedom given to certain players that played with freedom that gave us a dish shape in the first half, if that makes sense. Well, we'll talk about it on Monday with the players, as you'd expect us to do. We'll break it down, and then that's gone, and we have to get ready for Southend. That's the nature of football. You know, 2 weeks today passed, we're beating Wickham, and everybody thinks we're great. I mean, there was bits of that performance that wasn't so good, so we'll go back on the training ground and work hard. People want to smack us up and in the face. That's what happens in football. But we'll be fine.